Good afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre warmed up the crowd for former President Donald Trump at the Rush Center in Ashwaubenon on Wednesday. Favre said it would be insane to elect Vice President Kamala Harris and said it's time to put in the star quarterback Donald Trump. Favre said, much like the Packer organization, Donald Trump and his organization is a winner. The campaign rally also featured remarks from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Trump's event took place as Vice President Kamala Harris held a Get Out the Vote rally in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin Friday with events scheduled in Milwaukee. Appealing to the working class, former President Donald Trump told a crowd of supporters at the Rush Center in Green Bay last night that he would reduce taxes and offer tax credits to caregivers.
No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our great seniors. And I'm going to support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of their parent or loved one, and they deserve it, right?
Trump has campaigned in Wisconsin many times over the past few days. Both presidential candidates, Trump and Kamala Harris, have been courting the Wisconsin voter heavily. They both will be in Milwaukee Friday. The most expensive political race in western Wisconsin's history is the battle for the 3rd District congressional seat held by first-term Republican Derek Van Orden. Nearly $12 million has been spent on the race, which is the most ever for the district, and is also the most expensive competition for a congressional seat in Wisconsin this year. Van Orden has raised over $6.6 million so far, while Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook has raked in over $5.3 million as of October 16th. The election is Tuesday. The Democratic nominee for the 3rd Congressional District, Rebecca Cook, hosted a pair of events in Eau Claire Wednesday. Cook traveled to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus at noon for what she called a voting block party. Cook spoke with students and provided bus rides to help them cast their early votes. On Wednesday evening, Cook held a roundtable discussion on reproductive freedom with local medical providers and residents, listening to heavy personal stories and learning about ways the overturning of Roe versus Wade affected them. The latest poll before Election Day shows Democrat Kamala Harris's lead over Republican Donald Trump has shortened in Wisconsin to just one percentage point. In an end-of-September poll, Harris's lead over Trump was up to 4 percentage points. Poll director Charles Franklin says it should not surprise anyone if Trump wins, and it should not surprise anyone if Harris wins. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is in a 2-point race with Republican challenger Eric Hovde, 51-49%. That's down from a 7-point lead Baldwin held over Hovde in an end of September poll. Both Harris and Baldwin's leads are within the 4.4 margin of error. At this stage of the election, it's time to get out the vote. This is a crucial step that can make or break the presidential campaigns of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are nudging Americans to the polls or the mailbox or ballot box drop box to make their choices. Democrats are relying on a traditional strategy of targeted phone calls, text messages, and door knocking from the party and its allies to encourage turnout for Kamala Harris. Donald Trump has outsourced much of the Republican operation, including to America PAC, the organization supported by billionaire Elon Musk, which was giving away $1 million a day in prize money, an unorthodox approach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage when the open enrollment period launches Friday. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the healthcare industry. The open enrollment period will end January 15th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line item vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used that authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. Can cow manure help solve climate change? Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
Experts at a recent congressional briefing say yes. Anaerobic digesters, known as dairy digesters, can capture methane, a greenhouse gas, from waste pits at dairy farms. A few farms in Wisconsin already use them. They convert the biogas to natural gas, which then can be used to generate clean power. Congressman Jim Costa, who represents part of the San Joaquin Valley, says it's a win-win.
You can set up a methane digest operator that can really be very efficient, very effective, and produce a lot of electricity and handle the waste at the same time. So these sustainable farming practices have reduced operational costs to farmers.
However, some environmental groups argue that this doesn't address so-called enteric methane, a natural byproduct of cows digesting their food, which is responsible for more than 70% of agricultural methane emissions. Advocates suggest a better solution would be for people to cut their consumption of dairy and meat.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its September 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, still showing a challenging market for first-time homebuyers looking for lower-priced starter homes. However, home sales are up 3.8% compared to the first 9 months of 2023, thanks to a strong start to the year. Available supply is only 3.8 months worth, continuing to signal a strong seller's market, as it is well below the benchmark, indicating a balanced market. The existing home market saw fewer sales in September 2024 relative to that same month last year, with 8.7% fewer sales over the most recent 12-month period. The median price rose 6% to $310,000 over that same period. There were very few listings below $200,000 in September. Specifically, only 18.2% of total listings were below that price point. In contrast, 31.4% of listings were in the $200,000 to $349,999 range, and the remaining 50.4% of listings exceeded $350,000. Thanks to a strong start to the year, year-to-date home sales are up 3.8% compared to the first 9 months of 2023. The median price for the first three quarters of 2024 was up 7.6% to $310,000 when compared to the first 9 months of 2023. Although both total listings and new listings rose in September, indicating a slight improvement in inventory levels, the housing market remained tight. With just 3.8 months of available supply, the existing home market continued to signal a strong seller's advantage, with supply well below the six-month benchmark that indicates a balanced housing market. The trend of declining mortgage rates has improved affordability in the state. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to 6.18%, which is 102 basis points lower than the rate in September 2023. Combined with a slight increase in predicted median family income at just over a 0.5% since September 2023, the rate decline helped offset the 6% increase in the median home price. Overall, housing affordability improved 5.7% over the past 12 months. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their children ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are happy that to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young children may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their children into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. A Dane County business that unintentionally served THC-contaminated pizza will not be cited. That's according to a report released Wednesday by Public Health Madison and Dane County. Dozens of people who ordered from famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton last week may have eaten food contaminated with oil that contained THC. More than 25 went to the ER, and children as young as 1 year old also ate food and got sick. Famous Yeti's voluntarily closed for deep cleaning and reopened last week. The oil with THC was also added to grinder sandwiches, garlic bread, and cheese bread prior to cooking. No citations will be issued as there are no regulation requirements for products derived from the hemp plant, and the oil that was inadvertently used is a legal product. The criminal case against the teenager charged with killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in 2022 is set to move forward in Chippewa County. The case has been has seen significant delays due to an appeal over whether the teenager would be tried in adult court or juvenile court due to the seriousness of the offense. The teenager has not been identified and is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Peters was reported missing the night of April 24, 2022, and her body was discovered in the woods in Chippewa Falls the next morning. A man wanted for Dane County campground shooting is in custody. Dane County deputies say 33-year-old Micah Riggins was arrested Wednesday night and booked into the jail. Riggins is suspected of repeatedly shooting a man at Madison Campground in DeForest October 20th and fleeing the scene. He now faces charges of attempted homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. The victim in the case survived the attack. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Was it just 8 years ago that history was made in Richland Center? This article is titled, Town in Wisconsin Breaks Record in the Spirit of Halloween. It's an article written by Kristen Stevenson, published the 3rd of November, 2016. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, Richland Center, Wisconsin, USA, decided to get very festive for Halloween this year by attempting the record for the longest line of carved pumpkins connected. Organized by the local Halloween Spirit Committee, the event took place this weekend at Kroska Park, where all members of the 5,080 persons of the community were welcome to attend. Efforts to begin carving the pumpkins for the Halloween celebration started on Wednesday, where children, families, and the elderly came to Richland Center to carve pumpkins in a traditional manner. The setup began at 6 in the morning on the day of the event. Local businesses were also determined to contribute to the cause, with Walmart donating $15,000 worth of pumpkins and nearby farms giving hundreds away to help provide enough materials to break the record. Many were pleased that the attempt unexpectedly helped the community come closer together, while also potentially bringing a record previously held by Japan back to the United States. In order to beat the prior record holder, the town would need to produce over 2,015 pumpkins and arrange them in a connected line, the tough number to beat, and a requirement that would need many hours of labor. After an adjudicator, Jimmy Coggins, arrived in very dramatic fashion out of a helicopter that transported him to the event, he got right to work tallying the creatively carved squash. Many waited in great anticipation to see if their hard work and contributions had surpassed the former record. Once the official adjudicator combed through the area, a very lengthy line of pumpkins it was that, the crowd cheered as he announced they had achieved smashing it with 3,975 pumpkins. A Guinness Book World Record. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering an interesting article about the pattern of Richland County's presidential voting in elections since 1980.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Last Saturday was Drug Take Back Day. Chief Billy Jones reports that the Richland Center Police Department, with the assistance of Partners for Prevention of Richland County, participated in the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Drug Take Back Day, which is a biannual event. The event was hosted at the Richland Center Police Department and continues to be well received in our community.
We held the fall Take Back Day. Detective Jason Pilla, Richland Center Police Department, is kind of the head honcho on that, and he kind of sets everything up. He does all of the pre-signing up and collecting of the boxes and helping me with the advertisements and things like that. And it always is a pretty good turnout every year.
Drug Take Back Day is intended to encourage citizens to safely dispose of unneeded or expired medications.
It's just a great way to get unused and expired medications, whether prescriptions or over-the-counter, pet medications as well, off out of people's cabinets and off the street and disposed of properly.
Chief Jones says residents have embraced the drug take-back program.
It's one of those things that where sometimes you just, you know, you get some medications, whether it's from a loved one that maybe has passed away, or maybe you just have a medication change in your lifestyle. And it's just always a good question on what do I do with it? You know, people have always been told, you know, don't flush it down the toilet because that's how it gets into our water system and that's how our groundwater gets contaminated, things of that nature. And ever since we've put the drug boxes throughout the community and the county, this is just an extra step and a good reminder of when we have it twice a year to bring in those expired or not used medications.
The drop boxes around the community have become popular for use year-round for disposing of unused medications.
The last couple of years, we've actually collected way more medications out of the drop boxes because they're available every day. So that would mean our numbers or maybe the weight has gone down on the actual drug take back days. But that's okay. We want people to know and to use the drug boxes that are throughout the community. So this year, we collected 31.6 pounds of medication during the four-hour event. So on Saturday the 26th, that was how much we brought in. We then, above and beyond that, collected 212.2 pounds of medication just between the Center Pharmacy and the Richland Center Municipal Building drop boxes. So we have one at the Center Pharmacy and one at the Municipal Building. On top of that, we then collected 80 pounds of medication that was turned over from us from the Richland County Sheriff's Department. So they have a drop box up on the second floor, right outside of dispatch. And then we also have a drop box at the Viola Village Hall, which we collected 25.8 pounds of medication from that drop box. So in total, we collected 349.6 pounds of unused medication.
Chief Jones said the nearly 350 pounds was equivalent to 11 boxes of unused medications, which were then submitted for destruction.
Detective Pilla then loaded up in his squad car, and on Monday, he then took that to DeForest, to the State Patrol headquarters, and from there, it goes on to a semi-truck, and they take it away, and they take it to a giant incinerator, and they incinerate it and dispose of it properly.
As a reminder, if you find you need to get rid of unused medications throughout the year, drop boxes are available year-round.
We collect everything from your over-the-counter medications, like your aspirins, Advils, and things like that. But we take ointments, we take patches, so pain patches are a big thing. Non-aerosol sprays, inhalers, creams, vials, pet medications, even liquids. If the liquid is still in its original container, we'll take it, bring it on in, and we'll get rid of it for you.
Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will have a big anniversary celebration this weekend. Stacy Pilla is from the Brewer Public Library.
We'd like to let the community know about our 55th year anniversary open house, which is happening this Saturday, November 2nd. Library hours on Saturday are from 10 to 2. Some things that we have going on will be a free will donation chili lunch from 11 to 1. We'll have some live music with Monty Burger. Our book sale room will be open. We've got a great special happening in the book sale room. And you can also pick up a free copy of the book Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County. That's going to be the featured book for an upcoming community read, and that is by local author Katie Albaugh.
The Brewer Public Library building exists because of a generous individual.
1969, the building opened. Dr. A. Keith Brewer was a native of Richland County and a nuclear physicist with the U.S. Navy, and he decided to donate the building to us 55 years ago.
The building is more than a library. Stacy Pilla mentioned some of the other uses, which you can find out more about at the event.
We've got a lot of great programs going on. We have not just books, we have public computers. You can print, fax, copy, you can reserve a meeting room. There's no cost to do that. All kinds of features.
The Friends of the Brewer Public Library and the Brewer Public Library invites everyone to the library's 55th anniversary open house Saturday from 10 until 2. The Brewer Public Library is located at 325 North Central Avenue in Richland Center. You can find more about the event and the library at richlandcenter.wi.gov/library. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles now offers an updated motorist handbook that uses plain language principles to deliver driver information to Wisconsin residents that is clear, understandable, and easy to read. This revised motorist handbook focuses on making language simple and straightforward while still providing important information related to the rules for the road and transportation safety. It has been updated to address safety advances built into Wisconsin's road designs, including diverging diamond interchanges, dynamic shoulder use, and roundabouts. The highway sign section also reflects the most up-to-date sign images. The Motorist Handbook continues to be a vital resource to educate drivers. In addition to covering the driving basics and signs, the online interactive publication explains the process of getting and maintaining a Wisconsin driver license. Important safety topics, including dangerous driving behaviors and tips for handling emergencies, are also addressed. Embedded links take the reader to helpful resources. The Wisconsin DMV continues to make its information accessible to more people. Additionally, Wisconsin DOT's recent website update features enhanced ADA accessibility and a mobile responsive design for even more inclusive customer service. Nearly every DMV service is now available online at wisconsindmv.gov. Trick-or-treat hours around the area will be held this evening. Viroqua will host trunk-or-treat at the fairgrounds from 3 to 5. Lafarge and the Village of Viola will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4 to 6. Reedstown will host a trunk-or-treat at Bliss Park from 4 to 6. Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green hours will be from 4 to 7. Richland Hills Apartments will have at least 9 different treaters ready for you from 4 going until 7 unless treats run out before. Werewolf will stand guard at the entrance off the parking lot. Boscobel and Richland Center will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4:30 to 7:30. Hours in Gaze Mills will be from 4 to 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours will be from 5 to 7. And Blue River will hold trick-or-treat hours from 5:30 to 7:30.